G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. Want to win in life's challenges, to know the will of God, and have more passion for Him? Practical help right now with Tark Barner and Running With Fire.
Thanks for joining me today, and welcome. It's great to have you with us, and I just trust that this week is going to be a real blessing and encouragement to you. I'm going to tackle a pretty, well, what would you call a weighty topic today, so we're going to get into it fairly shortly. But I want to start off with this guy who caught up with a friend of his that he hadn't seen for over 10 years. And it was kind of a really sad scenario because the man was still going from job to job to job, which is exactly what he'd been doing 10 years earlier. And what was amazing is that every time he changed his job, it was someone else's fault. He was blaming someone, you know, maybe his last boss or the co-workers, a school teacher, his church, his friend, whatever it was, someone who had done him wrong. And that's why he was on this endless cycle of going from job to job to job. He never once crossed his mind that his problems had anything to do with himself. Maybe his performance, maybe his lack of wisdom, didn't get on well with people, lack of procrastination, maybe he didn't do a good job, whatever it was. So none of the experience of all the pain and loss he went through taught him anything. He was still stuck 10 years later. So what I want to explore this week with you is this thought of blame. Blameology. Some people call it, we all do it, you do it, I do it, we all do it. More often than we'd ever like to admit. And it's all started right back in the beginning in the Garden of Eden. Let me read it to you. Genesis 3, 11 to 13. And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded that you should not eat?" Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave me, she gave me to the tree and I ate." And the Lord said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent, he deceived me and I ate." So, incredible. Adam blames Eve. "You gave it to me." Eve blames the serpent. And as you know how the story goes, the serpent didn't have a leg to stand on. Poor old serpent. So, look, before I go too much further on this topic, some people are always blaming themselves. So, my parents split up because, hey, I was a bad kid. Something like that. Or my son's a rebel and it's all my fault. If that's you and you're always blaming yourself, then clearly God wants to set you free from that. This message in some ways is probably not really directed at you. However, my guess is there's probably some areas of your life where you're still blaming when you shouldn't be. Because it's kind of inbuilt into our nature. I wonder if some of us don't do it nearly every day. Something goes on and we just blame people. I've found that there's two types of people out there. So you have a clash with someone, something goes wrong. Some always respond this way, "What's wrong with me?" Is that you? There's another group of people and they always think, "What's wrong with them?" I wonder which of the two you are. Do you always think it's kind of probably your fault? Or do you always think it's probably someone else's fault? So as we explore this whole topic of blame, I remember after I preached this message, something along these lines, maybe 20 years ago, one of my staff members came up to me and says, "You've just ruined my life." And I said, "Look, well, what have I done?" He said, "From the earliest days I can remember, I have always blamed someone else for how life has worked out for me. If I'm to stop doing that, quite honestly, I don't know the pathway forward for my life." Whether he dealt with it, whether he sorted it all out, I just don't know. But this is a very big topic. And the fact is this, before we close it for today, is that if we're always blaming someone else, we never have to look at ourselves. If we don't look at ourselves, we will never change. Hope you can stay with me for the rest of the week. If you're enjoying this, why don't you tell a few other people about this program and maybe they can tune in as well.
Tark Bana is the senior pastor of Church Unlimited in Auckland, New Zealand. For more information, to make contact or to listen again, look for Running With Fire at our website, vision.org.au. Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.